The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Wednesday with our man in Mordor, Jordan Bloom, who should be here later today. Chris Farrar joins us in just a bit. It's Mike Church Show. Let's get the show started and ask the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, how'd you like to live in a 38,000 square foot house? What would you do with 38,000 square feet?
To ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program, call 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address, hath not changed, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. Official website for all things me, online at mikechurch.com. Find today's pile o' prep. Freshly minted and ready for your dissemination. We got great transcripts and audio clips from the program. Plus, did you know that this is the year 2016? We have files, audio, video, and many other files and transcripts. and history pieces and PDF files for Founders Pass members going all the way back to 2009 at MikeChurch.com. That's how long we have been archiving stuff. The site has been around. We opened it in June of 1997, coming up on 20 years here. So find all that online, and you can sign up for the Daily Republican email newsletter. We'll send you a $10 gift certificate to use in the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com/shop anytime you wish. Later on in the program, let me give you the rundown for today. We have Chris Ferrara coming up at the bottom or near the end of this hour. And today is the first of a series of four shows that we're going to do on the dangers of ignoring what was revealed in Fatima, Portugal, to Sister Lucia and those other two kids that were, 10, 9, and 8, I think, at the time. And what it is, it'll be 100 years next, at this time next year, it'll be 100 years. And there is something to the fact that it has been a century. The Miracle of the Sun, the shows will culminate with the Miracle of the Sun show on October the 13th. So we'll do this month, we'll do August, we'll do September, and then we'll do October with the culmination. And there's no finer of an expert and a speaker on the subject of Fatima, Portugal, and the apparitions of Our Lady that appeared there than Chris Ferrara. So you're not going to want to miss that. That's episode 1 of 4 today in about 50 minutes right here on the Crusade Channel. And as I said in the final segment of the program, traditionally, on every other Wednesday, we have Jordan Bloom, our man in Mordor, with us. If not, because he may be vacationing this week, I haven't heard from him. If not, we have lots of great stuff to get into here today, and including the Republican National Convention is set to begin its convention next week. Now, we'll have coverage here. We'll have some live chat rooms on the Crusade Channel as part of the Founders Pass members. If you're a member, you would be able to go into the chat room. I know I plan on having one for the evening that Donald Trump gives his acceptance speech, and we plan on having one for the for possibly the evening that the – what's wrong in there, dude? I see twinkling of knobs going on. We spent a lot of time fine-tuning those knobs. Don't fine-tune the knobs, please. Folks, we will have at least two live shows next week for the nomination process of Donald Trump. I don't know if I can bring myself to come in here and because I would risk losing my voice if I came in here and we did shows during the Democrat National Circus. Now, during the last Democrat National Circus, I can remember we did a couple of shows, and we covered some of the speeches. I think we covered Bill Clinton's, and there was one other than that we covered. Maybe we did cover Obama's in the old Founders Pass and on the old site in the old country. But what I do remember of it, that the proceedings, you know, they brought in Sandra Fluck. They brought in, oh, heaven, Celine Richards. They brought in every manager, promoter, and defender of the abortuariums out there, brought them in for what looked like, what you can only describe as a convention of the high priest, the baby sacrifice. And it was macabre. You know, this speaker after speaker after speaker, just droning on endlessly with great joy about all the wonders that are to be received from women terminating their pregnancies by killing their children or by doctors in air finger quotation marks, assisting in the practice. So I certainly don't want to broadcast any of that here on the Crusade Channel. We'll see how it goes. We will cover the part of the RNC. I will be especially interested to see just how far, certain individuals are willing to go in the protest outside of the Republican National Convention that is going to take place in Cleveland next week, and what the cops are going to do about it. Now, speaking of cops, here's a couple of things that we I'd like to talk to you about here in the opening moments of the program here today. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about the collapse of the rule of law in just a moment. One of them is this. I received this story a couple of days yesterday, and it's quite a fascinating story. And that is, here, I'll just read you the headline. This is from Lake Charles, Louisiana, from whence this show was birthed on Sirius Satellite Radio back on the 10th of March, 2003. We started in a little studio on Kirby Street right there. The building is still there. As a matter of fact, ironically, go figure, right? The old station, the old studio in the old country is actually right across the parking lot from the Roman Catholic Catholic Cathedral in downtown Lake Charles. And it's the big cathedral, the old school, old line, facing east, beautiful cathedral. And at that time, that meant absolutely nothing or very little to yours truly. And I just thought I'd pass that on. But here's the headline from KPLC's NBC Channel 7 in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Sulphur community gathers to pray rosary in front of Sulphur Police Department. Before the crack of dawn Monday, the Sulphur community gathered to pray. We're not here just to pray for the police, not just to pray for the community. We're not here just to pray for the nation. We are praying for all of those who lost their lives, said Sulphur Mayor Chris Duncan. That's amazing. A mayor actually went into the public square and said a prayer with a bunch of Catholics? What? You strangely interest me, stranger. You should continue. The community met by direction of Father Edward Richard in front of the Sulphur Police Department right before shift change. Father Eddie, and I know I've attended a couple of masses that Father Eddie Richard has done. He's quite reverent. He's quite the reverent and devout soul, is Father Eddie. Quote, we wanted them to be able to see that we are here to support our community, to support them. We love them, and we want God to protect them, Father Richard said. The vigil was held after an intense and violent past week that left two men and five police officers dead. Sulphur Police Chief Lewis Coates said, quote, there's just no words to describe what I felt. Just heartbreaking. I never dreamed I would see that in my career as a law enforcement officer. He's talking about the killing. There's a lot of people getting hurt for nothing, says Faye Burnworth, who was one of the first residents to arrive this morning. I just felt I had to come. Burnworth said she is turned into prayer and the hopes of peace. Praying does help. People need to pray a lot because we need it. We all need it right now. We all need it. Everybody needs prayer in this world. Everybody. Close quote. Okay, let's go to story number two here. So, small town, Sulphur, Louisiana. This is a working class, blue collar town that is right smack dab in the middle of what's called Cancer Alley. It is perched right in between a chemical processing plant at the chemical processing plant that is the major part of the industrial base of the Calcasieu Parish, Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Mitter Church, you sound like an expert. Well, I used to live there for a while. I still visit there. I was there for 4th of July. I was there for Memorial Day. I know a little bit about the area. The fact that the mayor showed up and that the police chief didn't run out there and start haranguing on about separation of church and state, and that the ACLU didn't show up to try to shut the Rosary rally down, says an awful lot about the goodness, the Michael T. George, My Story of America, goodness, that is still a little bit of residual grace that is still left out there. So for those of you that listen to the Mark Kreslin Show and are about to drive to the top of a Mississippi River bridge near you and take the plunge because it's all over, all is not lost. I feel like Kevin Bacon in the Animal House movie. Remain calm. All is well. And at the end, I'll probably wind up like Kevin Bacon, smashed into the sidewalk with my head sticking out of the concrete. So this is a positive thing. Also yesterday, I can't read you the story because there's no real story behind it, but U.S. senatorial candidate who announced his candidacy right here on this very radio show back in January, Colonel Rob Manus, sent out via his campaign email feed yesterday a photograph. It was a photograph of something that was very similar to the Rosary Rally in Sulphur, Louisiana, for the Sulphur Police Department. And I was thinking about this, and David Simpson will be here for the True Money Show later on. Maybe we should get a Rosary Rally together for the St. Tammany Parish Police Department. If that doesn't work, maybe for the Madisonville Police Department, where we live. Anyways, and in your little town as well. Colonel Manus sent this photograph out. It was very touching. And it was a photograph of a black man who was holding hand with a white man. Now, you're saying, what? Mitter Church, is Colonel Manus promoting homosexuality? No. First, see, in our sick, twisted, warped world that we live in, the first thing we think of, oh, what is this, a gay story? No. Now, let me flesh out the rest of the photograph. Those of you that have seen the photograph, you know of which I speak. Black man, white man, shaking hands, very solemnly, eyes closed. Here's the rest of the photograph. The white man is a sergeant with the Baton Rouge Police Department. The black man is a civvy. What is in between them is a yellow police line. Do not cross. And yet, there, in peace, in the peace of our Lord, two men seemingly warring, if we're to believe Black Lives Matter and the rest of the talk radio mafia and the rest of the TV news mafia, these sides are warring with each other. There is no reconciliation to be had other than complete and total capitulation and surrender on one side or the other. Is that really what is going on out there? So we also have the scene or the specter of, I don't know that I printed this story out, but I have seen the video and I've heard it, of the chief of police of Dallas, Texas, saying something to the effect of, look, the police cannot be your saviors. The police cannot do all the things you people seem to think that we can do. The police are incapable of these things. The police... do not have the ability to raise your children. The police cannot be. Here's the clip.
And his sweet, tender mercies. Discuss this with you. I believe that I'm able to stand here and discuss this with you.
Chief David Brown.
Is a testament to God's grace and his sweet, tender mercies. Just to be quite honest with you. Because what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish here is above challenging. It is We're asking cops to do too much in this country. We are. We're just asking us to do too much. Every societal failure, we put it off on the cops to solve. Not enough mental health funding. Let the cop handle it. Not enough drug addiction funding. Let's give it to the cops. Here in Dallas, we got a loose dog problem. Let's have the cops chase loose dogs. Schools fail. Give it to the cops. 70% of the African American community is being raised by single women. Let's give it to the cops to solve that as well. That's too much to ask. Policing was never meant to solve all those
problems.
Thank
you, Chief Brown.
And I just ask for other parts of our democracy, along with the free press, to help us. To help us and not put that burden all on law enforcement to resolve.
Because there's no...
I believe that I'm able...
And as he's saying, there's no way the police department can do these things. It's impossible. And yet they are seemingly charged with the task, and heaven forfend when there's an altercation between the police department and young black men who are armed and violence results, then it's the police department or the police officer that ultimately seems in almost every case must bear the brunt of this. Now I just like to present this to you and get you to think about this. Now, we heard about the Rosary Rally in Sulphur, Louisiana. I told you about the embrace in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, between the black man and the police officer. You just heard Chief David Brown of the Dallas Police Department, a man who is really, I think he's growing on a lot of people, and there's a reason why he's the police chief, because he's very wise. Got a lot of, he speaks with wisdom, and he speaks with great humility, and he speaks common sense. It's just common sense. The cops cannot do all this. Folks, let's take this to the next level. Let's take this to the next level that we discuss here on the Crusade Channel, on the Mike Church Show, on a daily basis. And you know, I'm telling you what the shame of this is. Remind me to replay this show in September when there's actual people listening that aren't all Hollywooding around at Universal Studios and Busch Gardens and every other vacation veranda and resort and traversing across Europe and wherever everyone else is. I was telling us yesterday at lunch that there's a reason. Telling Maggie O'Connell and young Christopher, there's a reason why the ratings companies, Nielsen and Arbitron for radio and Nielsen for television, is reading reason why summer ratings periods are never purchased for use. You know why? Because they're unreliable. They don't measure audience. People drastically alter listening and viewing habits during the summer months when school. Now, just think about this again. What is the reason for that? Why is that? Because government and our almighty, exalted, mystic rulers have concocted and devised this socially engineered system that says that summer months are for children to not be in school. Okay, says who? Well, we say so, and we're the government, and we get to run things, and we have teachers' unions, and teachers deserve 3 months a year off with pay. Right. So again, just without people thinking about it, without giving any thought to it, and no one else is going to give any thought to this, you're only going to hear it here on this show or a show like this. This is social engineering. This is evidence. This is a symptom of the engineering that has gone into our society, you see. Well, let's proceed from the point of view here on the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. Let's proceed from the point of view of what Chief Brown just said, that we can't do all these things. He said 70% of all black males in his district, where he is the chief of police, 70% of them, of all young black males are being raised by single black women. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a problem that a presidential election and a congressional election or a senatorial election or an election for the attorney general in the state of Texas is not going to fix. It's not going to address it. It's incapable of addressing it. What you heard Chief Brown say is basically what you've been hearing me say. The political class is, well, the political class is going to try and say that they can fix these things. They're going to try and imply or will state, I'm the law and order candidate, thunders Trumpzilla. We haven't heard the Trumpzilla soundbite in quite a while. Perhaps we should dig it out for today. I'm the law and order candidate. In other words, I am Caesar. I am Mussolini. Now, I told you people this before. This is the second time now I've warned you about the direction that that candidate Trump has taken his campaign. Yesterday, I was accused in a Facebook message exchange of being a Trump basher. I don't know why you're so angry at Trump and why you won't get on the bandwagon. Come on, Mike. There's alfalfa on this wagon, baby. Not just hay, there's alfalfa here. You need to jump on our bandwagon. Mitter Church, Donald Trump is going to do it. He's going to do it. You just wait and see. Oh, I'm sure he is, and that's what I'm afraid of. And I'm even more afraid that most of you aren't afraid that he's going to do it. Running around saying, I'm the law and order candidate. No, you're not. Unless you're the gentleman that chooses to, I follow an order. I try to follow the order of the Knights of our Lord. How about that? The Knights of St. John, possibly, of the First Crusade fame. The roots of American order go all the way back to the Old Testament. So there is an order we can follow. I could say that I am a Law and Order radio host. If there's a legitimate law out there, I obey it. Most of you do, too. Emphasis on legitimate, meaning in compliance with the eternal, supernatural law. But folks, when Trumpzilla says he's the law and order candidate, isn't he saying that the president of the United States somehow confers sheriff-like powers? Oh, wait a minute. If we're talking about a president, would it be a sheriff? Or would it be like Il Duce, dictator-like powers? On the population, on the president. So let me ask all you Trump boosters out there. Let me ask you a question. Now, I know none of you will call me. I know few of you will write me unless it's hate mail. Please send kingdude@mikechurch.com. A few of you will tweet, go on Facebook. In other words, I'm not going to hear from any human being until Chris Ferrara calls at 40 past the hour. 45 past. But I digress. But let me ask you a question. Don't you get the least bit concerned when someone who wants to lead the executive branch of the general government of the United States starts talking as though the executive branch is the place where a dictator hangs out? Doesn't that concern you? You seem to be mortified of it with Mrs. Clinton. Why aren't you mortified of the power of the office when there's a very egomaniacal male aspiring to take the office? The Constitution of the United States does not establish law and order. Let me tell you something, alleged constitutional experts and devotees out there, you quacks. The Constitution of the United States was never intended to be a law and order document. It is a blueprint for how to administer a government that can carry out some enumerated powers on behalf of a union of states. That's what it's for. It's not to fix social issues. It's not to resolve marriages and marriage questions. It's not to do any of these. It's not to resolve issues of alien friends and whether or not they can come into your state or your sovereign entity or not. Nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. And yet it's being relied. It's being talked about as though it is. And now the latest. I'm the law and order candidate. And everybody goes, yeah! Just like yesterday, Bernie Sanders. All those memes that were going around on the internet yesterday were quite humorous, but they all had the point pretty much correct. 3 weeks ago, Bernie Sanders.
Mrs. Clinton is not fit to wear a backpack. I don't have a super pack. I don't even have a nap pack. But she is not fit to be president of these United States, says I, Bernie Sanders. Now, yesterday, but I want to tell all Democrats something. Mrs. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, is going to be our nominee. I'm going to endorse her candidacy for the presidency because she's the best person for the job of the presidency. Now, how did you go from 3 weeks ago, she's not fit or qualified, to all of a sudden, and she's the establishment, to all of a sudden now, what, now she's Princess Leia? She's gone from being Ursula, the octopus sea monster witch from Little Mermaid, to Princess Leia Organa. Which is it? Which is it? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. Here on the Mike Church Show, part of the on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. By the way, a great flash sale going on in the Founders Trading Post today. And that is, buy any of the following books and we'll send you a free Humility of Heart laminated with tassel bookmark for free. Don't cost nothing. Humility of Heart, free bookmark today. Christopher Ferrara, our guest coming up just a little bit here. Liberty, the God That Failed. Talk about a great book that will... You want to be spurred into action and into thinking correctly about the modern world, read Liberty, the God That Failed in hardback. We've got it signed and dated by author Ferrara, and get a free Humility of Heart bookmark today, today and today only. Ferrara's other book, The Great Facade, the tragedy of novelty in the Catholic Church. Buy it today. Regular price, get the Humility of Heart bookmark free. Don't cost nothing. Go to mikechurch.com/shop. And you'll see when you go to either in any one of those three books, you'll see there's a button there to add the free Humility of Heart bookmark. So go do that today. I want to get into this, continue on the same subject here with this essay that's written by Joseph Pierce at the Imaginative Conservative website. And Pierce writes about, now we're still on the same subject. Now remember, this show today is tongue-in-cheek in response to those of you that drove to the top of bridges, mountain overlooks, gap overlooks. Maybe you decided you were going to drive to the top of, without the guardrails, to the top of Pike's Peak today. And after listening to the Mark Kreslin show, we decided that you were going to fling yourself off of the top of Pike's Peak. Don't do it. We're here to calm you down. We're here to calm the masses down. Joseph Pierce writes at the Imaginative Conservatives, The Death of Nations and the Death of Freedom. This is on the same subject about internal and external control. Christopher, can you come hand me what I just printed out, please, brother, sister? And that is, there are two ways to govern the behavior of men. The first method is the internal method. This is the preferred method. And this is the method that relies, it probably fell on the floor. Look underneath, maybe on the floor. On the floor. No? Is there no paper in it?
Got paper.
It's got to be on the floor.
It's got a flashing light.
Forget it. Why is everything a tragedy that I touch today? Don't worry about it. I'll just read it off the screen. No big deal. I'll just blow the type up so all my old scraggly eyes can see it from 20 feet away. There are many ways, staying on the same subject now, of regulating the behavior. It's so funny. I'm glad everybody can get it. I'm glad everybody can get a laugh out of the failure of my eyes.
Because it's so minuscule. It's not a big deal. It's all good.
It is all good. That's right. I'm not going to go Crestlands, and I am not taking the. I'm not going to go drive across the causeway and try to flip my car into Lake Pontchartrain. So I'm not going to take any cyanide pills or anything today. Not going to go. By the way, earlier today during the Mark Kresland show, I introduced on the Twitter feed. You know, I'm just beginning to think that Twitter is just absolutely a waste of time. It really is. I looked at the Google Analytics statistics last night. I just no one clicks on anything that you link to on Twitter. You spread your judgment porn around Twitter. So, Mark, if you're listening, there's really no need to spend any time learning the finer points of Twitter. Just view it. You know what? Twitter has about as much worth as Pokemon Go, the app. As a matter of fact, the Pokemon Go app might be worth more than the Twitter feed. Now, that's not to say that our shadow social media group that hangs out on Twitter, Miss Pepper Dolce and Chesity and Richard Barrett and Jolene and the rest of you guys, God love all of you, that it's not a great place for you guys to hang out. That's all fine. I'm just telling you from a business perspective, you get absolutely nothing.
0.0.
As a matter of fact, Dean Wormer would probably have to pass a bill on to whoever was running his Twitter feed. He wouldn't be paying someone to run it. He would ask them to pay him for the privilege of running it. That's how useless Twitter is. But in any event, I created the hashtag. You guys are free to use it. Kresland's Crusaders with two Ks. So if any of you Kresland's Crusaders were headed to the Twin Span GNO, that's the New Orleans Bridge over the Mississippi River. It's like 240 feet above the river surface. Far enough of a drop to instantly break your legs on impact, and then you pretty much will probably drown. Don't do it. Pierce on the subject matter that we've been discussing here today. There are many ways in which the freedoms that we have taken for granted are being taken away from us. One of the most egregious is the way in which the rise of globalism has led to the ongoing erosion of national sovereignty. Does this matter? Are nations really necessary in an increasingly globalized economy? Have they had their day? Should they be allowed to go the way of the dinosaurs? I would answer such questions by drawing an analogy with the importance of law. As a matter of fact, now that I'm doing this, I guess I could pull this up on the desktop presenter and let you guys and gals read along at home. I would answer such questions by drawing an analogy with the importance of law as defended by St. Thomas More in Robert Bolt's play, A Man for All Seasons. And... all right, let's see. I got the desktop presenter set. Bam. Quote, "And when the last law was down and the devil turned around on you, where would you hide, Roper? The law's all being flat. This country's planted thick with laws from coast to coast. Man's laws, not God's. And if you cut them down... do you really think you could stand upright in the winds that would blow then? Yes, I'd give the devil benefit of the law for my own safety's sake." St. Thomas More, the play, A Man for All Seasons. What has any of this to do with the existence of nations and their political sovereignty? X is Pierce. The point is that nations serve the same function as laws. If we do away with all laws, we will not have freedom, as the anarchists believe, but tyranny. In the absence of law, the strongest devour the weak. And it looks like I'm running out of room here. In the absence of law, the strongest devour the weak. Similarly, if we do away with all nations or erode their sovereign right to self-determination, we will not have an international community of world citizens, as the globalists believe, but a globalist tyranny in which the most powerful corporations, financial institutions, and political empires have free
rain and free reign. Spelled two different ways. Free reign, in other words, free rule, and then free reign, free power.
What sort of, and it looks like I'm going to have to, there we go. What sort of political freedom will be left to the ordinary man on the street when all government and all power are centralized in global bodies? What voice will we have? Who will hear it? Changing Thomas More's words, when the last national government is down and the devil, also known as Big Brother, turns around on you, where will you hide? The nation's all being flat. The world's planted thick with nations from east to west. And if you cut them, let me go back to the story here. And if you cut them, good grief, I'm just having a myriad of troubles here. Do you really think you could stand up? Changing Thomas More's words, when the last national government is down and the devil, also known as Big Brother, turns around on you, where will you hide? The nation's all being flat. The world's planted thick with nations from east to west, and if you cut them down, do you really think you could stand upright in the winds that would blow then? The global corporations and global financial institutions want a level playing field without the irritating obstacles that nations present to them with their irritating laws. Which is why I always tell you, there's no law that's ever written that someone didn't pay to have written. All law, especially those written in America, in the federal, in the halls of the federal magistracy, are all written for the benefit of someone. Every single one of them. There's not one of them that's not written for the benefit of someone, and that someone paid for it. Or a favor was cashed in. They are not written for your or my benefit. They're not written for the benefit of establishing or carrying out a constitutional enumerated power. They are written for the corrupt elite class to take advantage of. And boy, howdy, have they become experts at taking advantage of it. It's much easier for the globalists to deal with relatively few multinational empires than to deal with a multitude of individual nations. Which is why, folks, again, even if you're not a proponent of secession because you think Lincoln outlawed it, you probably remain a proponent of limited small government. Well, there's one surefire way to make it more difficult for Boeing and Martin Marietta and Raytheon and General Dynamics and all the rest of the Hellfire missile. Hell-forsaken, bomb, war, kill crowd out there to lord just unjust war actions over your family, as in convincing or either conscripting your sons and daughters to go fight in their unjust wars for their profit. That is to divide. Small, tiny republics don't tend to have standing armies. Well, Mike, that means that they're going to be invaded. Yeah? Go tell that to the Swiss. The Swiss haven't been invaded since like the 11th century or so. Why? Because they remain, what is the slogan of the Coast Guard? See, the Marine Corps is Semper Fidelis. Two Latin words, semper, meaning always, fidelis, meaning faithful, always faithful. The Coast Guard is semper paratus, always prepared. The Swiss are always, they're semper paratus. They may be faithful too, but they're semper paratus. You can have a little republic provided you have all the adult males, all of them on the same page. Yes, we're going to conscript your son in our little Catholic Republic of St. Tammany, flying the Carillon de Sacre Coeur as our flag, or the Bonnie Blue White Star as our flag, as used to fly over the Republic of St. Tammany, or the Florida Parishes Republic.
But we're only going to conscript your son when they're 16, and they'll go to basic training for a significant amount, for a commensurate amount of time. When they learn how to use their weapon, when they learn how to march in unison, when they learn how to clean their weapon, when they learn how to store their weapon, when they learn certain military tactics that a militia might use for common defense, and then a militia then gathered into a small army, then they will be assigned a weapon and they'll go home. And they won't be called back other than to drill every other year or every year or so to make sure that the skills remain honed and ready for use. And that's the extent of it. We'll be done with it. Semper paratus. You know, you could take semper paratus and compare that or juxtapose that with semper bellum or semper bellum would be the plural. Semper bellum, always war. The nations have to be sacrificed on the altar of Mammon so that Mammon can have its will, writes Pierce. Small nations must be crushed, and so must the small people living in them who cherish their local freedom and culture. That's why they don't want us to secede. Doesn't have anything to do with Lincoln. Doesn't have anything to do with any political concern. It has to do with control. When you're a free and independent little republic, then you have escaped their control. And they can't sell you weapons, and they can't conscript your daughters or your sons. Only you can. Pierce concludes. In George Orwell's 1984, the world has been divided into three monstrous empires, Oceania, Eurasia, and East Asia. Each is a tyranny in which nations have ceased to exist and the individual has been reduced to a powerless and alienated figure bereft of all freedom. This is the fate that awaits us if we allow the globalists to destroy national freedom in the name of globalization. I take it that Pierce is a proponent of Brexit. 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE is our telephone number. I am not becoming Jay Thomas. I'm a lot of things, but I am not John David Turrell. Speaking of the actor who comes here to this studio about every once a month or so and destroys every piece of electronics he touches. Every time he touches a printer, he breaks it. Every time he touches a computer, he shuts it down. I could play the clip from Animal House. Every fall, the toilets explode. You're talking about Jay Thomas House, sir. I know what house I'm talking about, you twerp. All right. Great flash sale going on in the Founders Trading Post here today. Actually, we should probably have two flash sales. But the one that I'm most interested to tell you about is today and today only. Look, everybody needs a bookmark. Here's my humility of heart bookmark. You want one of these free or charge YouTube audience? Here's what you do. Go to mikechurch.com/shop. Put in your shopping cart a humility of heart in paperback. You should have one anyways. Don't put one, put two. Humility of heart in paperback or a Chris Ferrara, Liberty the God That Failed, or a Chris Ferrara, The Great Facade in hardback, signed and dated by Chris Ferrara. You can't get that at Amazon. You can't even get that at Angelico Press, who's the publisher. And click the button there. Yes, I want the free Humility of Heart bookmark. And no, I didn't tell Maggie O'Connell to limit it. So if you're thinking, like, can I have a free bookmark with each book? Yeah, sure. Bookmark away, brothers and sisters. Doesn't get any better than that. Go to mikechurch.com/shop. Claim your free Humility of Heart bookmark. You know, I said this last week, and Maggie O'Connell, I am going to charge you and young Jennifer with this task. If every person that is a Founders Pass member if every person that subscribes to the Daily Republican newsletter, if every single one of them purchased one, just one Founding Father Films Publishing bookmark, we could pretty much end any fundraising efforts that we would have to undertake to the end of the year, and you'd all get a bookmark. That doesn't mean we wouldn't still recruit members, because we still need the 100 members a month, but we could pretty much end fundraising efforts at the end of the year. If everybody just bought one stinking bookmark. Now, I say the task is on you because people are going to say, I'm not paying $6 for a $6 bookmark. Figure out a way to ship the things via regular mail. They'll fit in an envelope, won't they? Put them in an envelope. There you go. That's my quest. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Folks, on this day in July, on July the 13th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christum Anno Domini, 1917, 99 years ago today, three small children from the town of Fatima, Portugal, were granted an extraordinary, miraculous grace. They got to gaze upon the beauty of Our Lady, Mother Mary, came in apparition form to tell them to warn the planet. Not to do, oh, that's just you and your stupid Catholics and your stupid Mary. The miracle of the sun is a confirmed historical fact, baby. Put that in your heretical, doubting Thomas Pipe and smoke it. 70,000 people witnessed it. It's not just because you stupid Catholic believers are. No, no. There were actually Freemasons and skeptics and atheists and agnostics that were there to yuck it up and laugh that it wasn't going to happen, that the promised miracle was not going to occur. Put that in your atheist, agnostic, denying pipe and smoke that. To tell us all about the first apparition that appeared at Fatima in 1917, 99 years ago today, we're going to take our time out and come back with Chris Ferrara, who knows as much about this and what it means to us today as anyone that I know. So stand by. If you're not a Founders Pass member, folks, I implore you yet again, please go and become a Founders Pass member today. If you like what you heard on this show in the first segment, and you want to gain instant streaming download access to all Mike Church shows going all the way back to November, I mean November, for heaven's sake, of 2015, we have them all as part of the Founders Pass. We got a brand new episode of the True Money Show with David Simpson. We have them all as part of the Founders Pass. Brand new episode of My Story of America. We have all of them cataloged. And you can download, instant download, streaming, or have streaming access to all previous episodes of My Story of America. You can get all this for as little as 23 cents per day. 23 cents per day to become a Founders Pass member. And if you sign up during the month of July for a yearly membership, we will ship to you free of charge an autograph by the editor, that's me, of Humility of Heart, the best book on the subject of humility ever written, bar none, hands down. As a matter of fact, you may want to just buy one to add to your Founders Pass membership, because I tell people, don't buy one, buy two, because you're going to want to give your copy away. The book on humility is that motivational. It will change your life. You get it free for becoming a yearly Founders Pass member today. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com. That's VeritasRadioNetwork.com. /join to become a Founders Pass member today, and you'll get all access to all those files and much, much more. You know, I told you about the GOP debates or the GOP convention and the Democrat convention and all the political coverage that we'll do twixt now and election. That's for Founders Pass members only. So you're going to want to take part in that. But great, the great gifts don't stop there, because if you become a Founding Father level member, or a Crusader level member, or make a $500 cash donation to our crowdfunding effort, then we'll send you a McClure block cutting board, handmade in Michigan with hand chosen and handcrafted Michigan hardwoods free. $120 to $150 value, don't cost you nothing, just for becoming a founding brother, or founding father, or a Crusader level member. So, the month of July, we are loaded up with great benefits and perks for you to become a Founders Pass member. So easy to do. Just go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com/join and sign up today. VeritasRadioNetwork.com/join or call 866-483-3833. 866-483-3833. By the way, the tally for yesterday, I'd like to thank all of you that didn't sign up.
0.0.
Really, folks? Really? Maybe we'll do a little better today. Veritas Radio Network, Founders Pass, radio the way it should be.